I love that last line of the Old Testament lesson. Can't get anything past God. Sarah tried. God knew. I didn't laugh.
Yes, you did.
I think in an attempt to fully understand today's gospel, we need to set the scene with what Jesus was doing in the chapter before. Jesus comes down the mountain after giving what we call the Sermon on the Mount. It was a long sermon filled with instructions, challenging new insights, and warnings. It is then that he meets a leper. And in this encounter, Jesus breaks the social and theological rules. Jesus touched the leper and heals him. Jesus then encounters a centurion, the commander of 100 Roman foot soldiers. In this encounter, Jesus experienced a level of faith in this soldier that surpassed anything Jesus had experienced, even in his own people. Jesus heals this man's servant. Jesus and the disciples went from there to Peter's house, where they found Peter's mother-in-law, who was sick with a fever. Once again, Jesus touched someone who was unclean, and he restored her health. After that, Jesus gave a warning to those who pretended or claimed to be his followers, but were not willing to enter into that level of relationship. Then, while on the way to a foreign country, Jesus calmed the storm. As the story moves from there, Jesus casts out some demons. He calls Matthew, the tax collector, to be a disciple. And he reclined around a table eating with sinners. And he announced that he desires mercy, not sacrifice. It was then that a leader of the synagogue came and asked Jesus to heal his daughter who had just died. And Jesus leaves his meal and goes with the man. Along the way, an unclean woman who had suffered for 12 years with hemorrhages touched his cloak. Jesus stopped and talked to this woman, who probably could not even remember what it was like to not be an outcast. Through his compassion, the stop and to be in relationship with her, and through her faith, she was healed. Jesus made it to the girl's deathbed, broke the rules once again, and he touches the corpse and restored her life. Jesus continued on his way, and he heard the loud cries of two blind men. He spoke with them. He touched their eyes, and they were healed. Before leaving this place, Jesus cast out a demon from a man who was mute. The silencing of this man ended. He was healed. For me, hearing this preceding portion of Jesus' journey helps me experience to some degree what Jesus is really about. It helps me connect to why Jesus said and did the things that we heard today. Jesus was about openly experiencing the world around him and then having the courage to respond by entering into relationships that in themselves proclaim the good news and the kingdom of heaven. The grace found in the good news and in the kingdom of heaven heals the pains from the harassment of relationships that are fractured and broken. And this grace that is freely offered, freely received, freely shared, reunites relationships that experience helplessness from being separated and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Sometimes there are words that slip by us, but would have had great meaning to the original hearers of the gospel. In the opening words today, it says that Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Hearing that Jesus went to both cities and villages was very important. tensions ran high between those who lived in cities and those who lived in villages. This is the second time in recent weeks that we have been invited into the real tensions and separations experienced between these two different cultures. The fact that Jesus enters into relationships and conversations with both factions is a huge invitation for us to enter into relationships and conversations with those whose beliefs and cultures are different than our own. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." When I hear this from Jesus, I have an inclination to think that the work of the laborers is to prepare others for the harvest, to make others righteous so that they will be worthy enough to join God when the harvest comes. Without knowing the story that precedes this saying, without hearing how Jesus has been in such relationships with people, I could see that as being a conclusion. But I cannot see a conclusion that we're to create people into a righteous, worthy being when I experience the fullness of the gospel, which allows me to really see what Jesus is about. Jesus tells the large group of disciples to ask the Lord of the harvest, that is to ask God, to send our laborers into the harvest. Then Jesus gathers his 12 closest disciples and sends them out to do the work he himself was called to do. He's been doing this work by himself, but there needs to be laborers out into this harvest. So Jesus sends them out. He sends them out to the same lost sheep of Israel that he himself was sent to. He sends the 12 out to proclaim the same message that he was sent to proclaim. Jesus sends the apostles to do the same healings, the same exorcisms, and even the same acts of raising the dead as he was called to do. Jesus sends them out to live the same wandering life of poverty, a life that is dependent on God. Our baptisms invite people, all people. We are called to hear their stories. We're called to share our own. We are called to walk in Christ in such a way that we see people who are harassed and helpless, and we are to respond with compassion. We are called to have the courage to enter into these relationships, even if it goes against the social norms and misguided theological boundaries. We're not called to make others righteous. We are called to love and walk with each other. This walking and meeting each other where we are, welcoming, allowing them the knowledge and experience that they belong right there in that journey, and it's for us to walk with them. I mean, this is the theology of our table. It is not a theology of comfort, however. It is a theology of wholeness that lets us all respond to Jesus and be sent into the world to do the work that he has given us to do. Amen.